Instead, I started being a stealth meditator. I'd show up at places where the program was beginning, so I sat in the last row. You know, I was like one of those people, and then I snuck out when I was tired. So I'm encouraging us to think about this, because this attitude is really important. When you trust your sense of correctness, you can be your natural self with others. And then a number of things begin to happen. People start listening when you speak. People become interested in you. People become curious about what you have to say. People like to be around you. What happens when you be your natural self is that breath that we were talking about, it becomes freed of its cage of insignificance. And the magnetism of your being is set free. It's not that that magnetism of your being isn't there. It's hiding behind that place where you don't feel free to be yourself. Yes.
So earlier you were talking about the two indications that this isn't for you. And what was the first one again?
Oh, the squirming?
Yeah, like the first squirming that you mentioned.
And the other was about power.
Right, so the second one is that it was this really kind of like egoic sense of power. What was the first one?
The squirming feeling inside of you.
Okay. So my question about that is, what my experience has been is that kind of when I'm acting from a place of like egoic self-interest, it doesn't really matter what I do externally, because that comes through no matter what I do, right? It's kind of like when I'm in that attitude, as you were saying, it's like, it doesn't really matter what action I take, because it's always like the, not the wrong action, but it's always coming from that place.
The wrong place.
Right, and so, and then there's kind of the flip side of that, where it's like, when I'm grounded, it doesn't really matter what I do, because I'm following that guidance that's coming from within, so I can't really make a mistake. So what my question is when you're in that egoic state and there isn't really anything else present, like, do you just, because, yeah, because when you do that state, it's like you said nothing.
I'll tell you what I do, because I don't think anyone's exempt of it. I haven't met anybody that's been exempt from it. And when I was traveling with Pure Light, I met some pretty well-known spiritual leaders. I pray. I talk to what you might call God or them or spirit or source, and I say, I need help here. I don't know what to do. I feel like something's wrong and I don't know what right is. And then I leave knowing that it's coming.
I laugh. Like sometimes when I'm public speaking and you're like in a zone where you're not really there, but you're speaking. And then all of a sudden there'll be a self-consciousness that comes over where all of a sudden I'm aware of myself. And in that very instant, that's my clue to laugh. And I just laugh at the situation and immediately it goes away. Go back into the groove. But I think that if you're aware of it in that moment, then you're right there. You're right on the path of it, because that bringing that awareness to it is 90% of the job.
I remember, Dani, I was in a class with you recently, and she gave this advice. Sometimes I have a whole day like that, right? It's the day you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, just said, just those are the days to lay low. Those are the days to not make big decisions, you know, pray, take care of yourself. Just maybe that's not the day to do too much, you know? And I've started to follow that advice and it's helpful. I just give myself permission on bad days to just take it easy on those days. Mm-hmm. I make decisions another day.
Saves a lot of mistakes, doesn't it? Okay, so we're coming to the time of closing, and because I'm hoping that at the end of these days you have some tools, I'd like to make some suggestions if you want. If you're a person that just loves homework, lives for homework, and really wants something to do, this is my suggestion. You practice what we did of starting in the universe. Imagine you're a star out in the universe, important part of the cosmic dance. Then you become aware of the breath. I gave the breath in an important way, and that is breathing in the energy and magnetism and power of the whole universe coming into you, and then reaching deep into your own being, to that universe within, and responding with that outpouring, right? And you would use the word that you might use. I think I used at that time something about joy and love. And you use what is real for you. Don't make up something. Respond with what's authentic. Then the third thing is to go out. So I'm going to give two practices depending on the kind of person you are. If you are a person that you may say things, you may say a lot of things in your life that doesn't seem anybody hears you, and then somebody will say the exact same thing later and everyone loves it. If you're that person, this is your practice. 100 times you breathe out and blow the air out. Not just breathe, but blow out 100 times, okay? And then walk around and be a part of the universe. Just be in, have a relationship with the plants and the animals. It's a beautiful place here to do something like that. That's your practice. Okay? If you are a person who feels uncomfortable in your skin, like, what am I doing here? If you're a person like that, I hope I've covered everybody. If you don't fit either of these, let me know. I'll give you something. If you're a person that feels uncomfortable being here, for you, sit outside in nature and imagine that all around you is the expression of that divine. Plants, bugs, the scents in the air, the breeze, and let yourself be seen by that. Take your place. So often we have a meditation to sit and commune with something, but this is a meditation where you let yourself be seen. This is a practice that Pure Mercy Tonight gave sometimes. If neither of these fit with you, this is your practice. Go outside, go someplace that's quiet, that there aren't a lot of people around, and that you can be genuine, and then sit down and turn your attention to the source of everything and have a little talk. Mm-hmm. Say what's on your mind and in your heart out loud. those are the practices for today. Remember, what we're doing these 4 days is not something new. What we're doing is remembering how to do something that has always been ours. Okay, let's stand. Don't know.